Good Tuesday morning and welcome back from August Recess. I'm Anna Palmer and we're back with your Politico audio briefing sponsored by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise.
And I'm Jake Sherman. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy visited Texas over the weekend and announced that the House would begin considering a Harvey aid package Wednesday morning. Despite the Trump administration's preference, the package that begins in the House will not include lifting the debt limit. That's not to say the Senate won't slap it on and send it back to the House. You will hear a lot in the coming days about some opposition to a Harvey aid and debt ceiling package. But remember, the support for a deal like this would be broad and bipartisan.
The big news over the holiday weekend was Trump looking to defer any decision on DACA for 6 months. Peter Baker of the New York Times has the big picture take as Congress returns. Baker reports that Trump is entering the fall desperate for a victory, but so far unable to translate that into action. On his plate, overhauling the tax code, raising the debt ceiling, funding the government, finding funding for his border wall, disaster aid relief for Hurricane Harvey, and now figuring out whether he will get rid of President Barack Obama's program to allow young illegal immigrants to stay in the country.
About DACA, the Washington Post writes that both sides are gearing up for a big political fight. Moderate Republicans and even some conservatives are suggesting that they are open to crafting a legislative deal. The New York Times reports that Trump has no easy path on DACA. The six-month extension was crafted after the president asked his aides for a way out. Sungmin Kim and Rachel Bade report that conservatives like Tom Cotton are already openly floating trade-offs for protecting DACA recipients.
One GOP leader insider we spoke to said the way out is some deal which reinstates DACA in some form and beefs up security on the border with Mexico. This is something that Republicans and most Democrats could live with. One outstanding question for Democrats: will Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi start trying to attach the reinstatement of DACA to must-pass legislation like disaster relief funding for Harvey or funding the government?
Annie Carney scoops that Sean Spicer has signed with the Worldwide Speakers Group. His first paid speaking gig is in New York on September 11th at the annual conference of the investment bank Rodman & Renshaw. He is also planning to pitch a book. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that the EPA is now requiring a political aide to sign off on agency awards and grant applications.
Alex Isenstadt reports that Breitbart is banging the drums in the Alabama Senate showdown. Conservatives led by Breitbart News are waging an all-out war to stop Senator Luther Strange, the candidate backed by Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Alabama special election. Breitbart's Matt Boyle has been dispatched to Alabama to report on the election. He is a story up with an interview with Roy Moore, Strange's opponent, talking about how he is embracing former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
The fourth annual Politico 50 list is out today. It maps out the new American landscape of ideas and introduces the people who could see past the disruption of Trump to a future in which politics, technology, and new social currents will transform our country into something most of us have yet to imagine. The top five are Steve Bannon, Trump opposition leaders Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levine, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, Steve Case, and former acting U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.